USB 4 leaps ahead of Thunderbolt with 80 gigabits per second standard. On September 1st, by Mark Hockman in PC World. USB 4 version 2.0 will debut later this year. Until now, USB 4 matched Thunderbolts in terms of bandwidth. Now it's leapt ahead with USB 4 version 2.0. The USB Promoter Group announced USB 4 version 2.0 on Thursday, a specification that will allow for up to 80 gigabits per second to be transferred over the USB-C connector that is commonly used on PCs and smartphones. The standards will be backwards compatible with USB 4 version 1.0, USB 3.2, USB 2.0, and Thunderbolt 3, but not USB 1.0 or Thunderbolt 4. The USB Promoter Group said that the new standard will be published in November, meaning the first products should debut sometime thereafter. Until now, USB and Thunderbolt have basically coexisted in parallel worlds because of somewhat murky licensing issues. Intel-based laptops have used a Thunderbolt 3 or Thunderbolt 4 port, and laptops powered by AMD's Ryzen have used USB 4. As we discussed in our USB 4 explainer, Thunderbolt 4, Thunderbolt 3, and USB 4 1.0 were roughly equivalent. Now, with the increase in bandwidth, Ryzen platforms may have a sudden dramatic increase in I/O bandwidth. The increase in bandwidth won't be as simple as a patch or firmware upgrade. AMD's Ryzen silicon will need to be specifically designed to accommodate the new standard, which won't happen overnight. Nothing is preventing Intel from adopting USB 4 version 2.0 either. However, the additional bandwidth becomes critical in terms of an external docking station. But again, the tests usually consider both to be in the same category. The difference in bandwidth will allow USB 4 2.0 to connect to higher resolution displays with bandwidth that exceeds that conventional 60 Hz, most likely a boon for gamers and content creators, but not the average productivity worker. However, the added bandwidth should allow for a third 4K 60 Hz monitor rather than the currently supported two. For some out there, that will make a difference. Here's how the USB 4 version 2 specification breaks down. The 80 gigabits per second specification will be enabled by a new physical layer, PHY architecture, but will run over current 40 gigabits per second USB-C passive cables and a newly defined 80 gigabit per second USB-C active cable specification. That means that examinations comparing different types of USB-C cables are going to matter more. Some will be able to pass along the new 80 gigabits per second data rate, while others won't. The USB Promoter Group is also updating the data and display protocols within USB 3.2 to exceed 20 gigabits per second, though the organization isn't saying by how much. What we don't know is how the new ports, cables, and docks will be branded and certified because of the unnecessary complexity that surrounds USB branding. We started to see dock makers abandon USB branding and simply label ports by their speeds instead. Either way, you'll want to think more carefully about the capabilities of the ports coming off your PC.